It's bonus time here on the Gill Connections podcast. In an effort to increase communication, empathy, and understanding around the country, we're going to be running a new episode every day, interviewing a coach, a high school coach from every state, and yes, even you, Washington, D.C., with explaining how the state qualifying system works in their state. We'll be talking with a local state expert on how many classes, private versus public schools, what events, and what is the process? Is it areas, districts, regionals, state meet? Is it a descending order list? Are there fun things that you do a little differently? Like maybe you, I don't know, maybe you do double points for relays. Looking at you, Texas. And then we're also going to get to the bottom of, is it the state meet or do you qualify for states? So check us out every day here in April and May of 2024 as we run through each state with a local state expert. So let's get started right now. Okay, we're continuing our march through the country. We are in the eyes, so we're in the great state of Iowa here. So I'm super excited to welcome today's guest, Miss Sarah from Roosevelt over in the great little city of Des Moines. I go there quite often, about once a year for some little track meet they host over there. It's one of my favorite ones in the whole world. Sarah, thanks for being here. Thanks for representing the great state of Iowa. Why don't we start with a 30,000 foot, maybe 30 second intro of who in the heck are you?
Yes, thank you. It's great to be here, and I'm excited to talk about track and field with you today. So my name is Sarah Schwendinger. I am the head boys track and field coach at Des Moines Roosevelt High School in Des Moines, Iowa. I have been a track and field coach at Roosevelt since 2017. I started out as a boys distance assistant coach, and then in 2021, I became the head boys track and field coach at Roosevelt. And I am also the head boys cross country coach as well, at Des Moines Roosevelt. And I have been so since 2018. We have state qualifiers to the track and field meet every year, and from, sprinters, hurdlers, distance events. A couple years ago, we actually had a young man who qualified in both the shot put and the 4x100. And so that was extremely exciting. Yes, throwers can run fast. And we talk a lot about that in our program. So I'm very excited. I've seen the assistant coach side of things, and now I'm the head coach. And it's really just a blast to work with all of the young men that I do at Des Moines Roosevelt.
That's awesome. We obviously got the right person for the state of Iowa. Anybody who has a shot putter who also qualifies in a sprint event, hands down, you must be doing something right. Absolutely. That's cool. Sarah, awesome. So we start every episode here with the same question, just to kind of get it on the floor, and then we'll move through, you know, how many divisions and everything like that. But the first question is, some states have a separate private school association and a separate public school association. Others, both are under the same organization. How are we doing in Iowa in regards to public and private schools?
We're all together. So public and private is together. So we have the Iowa High School Athletic Association for boys and the Iowa High School Girls Athletic Union for the girls side. But there is no difference between public and private. Everybody's just together. But Iowa is unique in that way, that they have two different governing bodies for the girls and the boys.
Can you give us, because that is unique, can you give us a big snapshot of maybe why that is and what uniquenesses that causes, and what positive things are having two separate boys and girls, girls union, boys athletic association?
You know, I think really from the girls' side of things, I think it just takes into account the uniqueness and the special recognition that girls athletics needs to get as well, versus being just lumped under one athletic association. So they, you know, they have their own set of awards at times that they do, for example, the ways they talk about the girls. So like tickets punched and things like that, special recognition at qualifying meets and things like that. I think I actually like it because, you know, you have a special governing body on that girl side. And I think it's good because it addresses any, needs that the girls might have, or any special things that we need to recognize on the girl side. And then the boys have their own as well. And so I think it's great to have the two different points of view, if I'm being honest, for each side. And it's been this way in Iowa for a really long time. And they value the fact that they have two associations that make decisions and are in conversations to represent both genders in a strong and positive way.
Love it. That's awesome. It's really unique there. So I wanted to make sure we touched on that. Okay. So we're all under, we're under two organizations, but we're all under one organization in regards to public and private schools. So let's start with how many classes do we do for track and field for Iowa?
Okay. There are four classes in the state. 4A is the largest. Then there's 3A, 2A, and 1A would be the smallest classification.
So at the state meet, four boys teams are earning a state championship title and four girls teams are winning a state title. Perfect. Okay. We got four through 1A with four being big down to the smaller schools down at the 1A. And what is the qualifying deal? The Iowa state meet is, you know, it's a, what a great culture in the state of Iowa for the Iowa state meet. What's the first round, you know, throughout the country, it's divisional, sectionals, areas, regionals, all these different names. What's our first round in Iowa?
There's one round only.
Okay.
So we have our regular season, then everybody has a conference meet. But as far as qualifying for the state meet, we go to one state qualifying meet the week before the actual state meet itself. So we just have one round and you qualify out of that state qualifying meet.
What do we call that meet? Is it regionals, areas?
It's the district meet or state district qualifying meet.
Oh, okay. So district, or you even call it the state qualifying meet. Okay.
Yep.
So how do I not necessarily qualify for that meet? Because it's not a meet that you qualify to, but what are the restrictions? How many athletes per event, things like that?
So the school gets assigned based to your state qualifying meet based on your geographic location. And we have two athletes in each individual event. And then one relay for each gender.
So if I've got four milers that all run four flat, 401, 401, I can only enter two of those.
That athletes. Is correct.
Okay. So the two have to go figure out the 2 mile or the half mile or something. Okay. All right. Two per event. So we're getting two per event, and that's for all events, excluding the relays, of course. So all of our field eventers as well, only two per event in our district meet.
That is correct.
Perfect. Okay. So how, if I'm in the district meet, what place or time, how do I get to the actual state meet? Because that's our very next round.
Okay. So the top two place winners in each event, okay, at each of the state qualifying sites auto qualify. And then after that, they take the next 12 best from the state qualifying meet place winners first through eighth. That is for 4A. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now in class 3A and 2A, okay, it's the top two place winners in each event plus the next eight best performances statewide from all the qualifying meet sites, first through eighth place. Mm-hmm. And then in 1A, so that smallest division, it's the top place winner in each event plus the next 14 best performances statewide from the state qualifying meet place winners to the state meet.
Okay, this is where it always gets a little complicated. I'm a simplistic guy, so I like when they're all the same, but we're different here in Iowa. So in the big school division, we're taking the top two in districts, and then out of all the rest of the districts, the next 12 top marks, top vaults, top 4x8s, et cetera.
That is correct. Yes. Yeah. So we have a certain number of qualifying meet sites, for example, in each classification. So for us, it would be, because I'm in 4A, they take the top two, and then from the rest of the sites, the next two, so that there's only a total of 24 in each when you get to the state meet. And ties are basically broken based on the highest qualifying meet place, right? So if you have a tie, they look and say, okay, but you finished third, here and you finished fourth. Okay. Mm-hmm. So the third place win. But if it's still a tie, yeah. right? Which yeah, happened yeah. to one of my athletes 2 years ago, they literally go to how your name, school name is printed in the directory.
Oh, hold on. Obviously there was a disconnection. I didn't hear you correctly. All right. So the top two go and then the next 12. And for those 12, sometimes ties happen. Yes. And let's just use the 100 meter dash. Two kids run, both run 1090 right on the dot FAT. Yes. But 1090 gets third place in one district and 1090 gets fourth in another district. The 1090 who got third, that breaks the tie. That makes sense. That feels like a fairish way to do it. Okay.
Yes.
But if it's still tied, both those athletes got third. Yes. They then go to your school's alphabetical list?
Yes. Yes. And actually, it's funny that you bring up 100 meter guy because it was 100 meter guy.
Of course.
And we fell farther down alphabetically. And so he did not get into state in the 100 meter.
So we're going to use those 1090 still. So both 1090 kids both get third place. One is Andover High School. Another one is in Zoolander High School.
Yes.
Andover breaks the tie.
Yes.
All right. Now that doesn't seem, that seems a little odd. Okay. All right. That's the way we do it. That's cool. Is that the same tiebreaker all the way through 4 through 1A?
That is correct. Okay. Yes.
Are we trying to get 24? Cause we're doing it a little bit differently, but are we still trying to get 24 in each one of those divisions to the state?
That is correct.
So let's recap. 4A, the large schools, top two places in the district automatically go, and then the next 12 from the rest, and then that wonky tie-breaking system there. I'm going to call that. That's my opinion, my wonky time. The middle divisions, the 3A and the 2A, we're still taking top two, automatically qualify. But it must mean there must be more districts, I'm assuming.
Because that is correct.
Eight. Yeah, because then we're only taking eight. From the rest of the non-auto qualifiers. Yes. And then in 1A, this makes me feel like, because we're still trying to get to 24, is there a lot of districts in the small school?
Yes. So you have more of those.
More smaller districts.
Yes, that's correct.
Geographically smaller, yeah.
Correct.
That makes sense, because smaller schools, they're maybe a little bit more spread out, so we help with the travel.
Absolutely, because otherwise you might make a team travel way across the state, which would be unfair, and absolutely, 100%. You're correct there.
And so 1A small schools, we're doing top one, and then the next 14 qualifiers all to get to our 24 at the state meet. Okay, perfect.
That is correct.
All of that made sense, except for that tie, the third breaking tie there. We're going to get with the Iowa, the girls union. And that's a little odd. Okay. Let's keep going though. That's all right. Okay. Now let's talk about the state meet. Where is the state meet? Is it always in the same place? Is it at a college, at a high school? Do all four divisions go to the same place or do they go different venues? How are we doing the state meet?
Okay. We do our state meet at Drake University. So on the Blue Oval, and it is a multiple day event. So co-ed state meet, one of the biggest in the country, by the way, in terms of participation and attendance every year.
Yep.
And so it's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday meet. And the way they do it is they break it up into morning sessions and afternoon sessions on Thursday and Friday based on classes, and then all classes on that Saturday. So you'll have class 1A and class 4A together on Thursday and Friday. And then they do 2A and 3A together on Thursday and Friday. And it's a rotation versus AM and PM. So for example, everybody has to do 2-year rotation at each session. So for example, 4A, last year we were in the AM session. We need to do another year at the AM session. And then we will start our rotation and we will move to the afternoon session after this season. But then everyone's together on Saturday. So they have all the, you know, the finals and things like that are Saturday.
So all the team titles are given out on Saturday.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
That's the day of champions.
It's so much. It's so much fun.
As long as you can remember, Drake has always been the host.
As long as I can remember. I haven't been in the sport long enough or actually in the state of Iowa long enough, to know where it was before, but yes, it has been at, Drake University.
Some states are adding, adaptive or wheelchair events, anything like that going on in Iowa?
We do have wheelchair events.
Nice.
Yes. We have the wheelchair 200, 400, and 800.
Very cool. Love that. And that's part of the state meet process as far as they're doing it in the state meet.
Yes.
Cool. Love that. Love that. After the state meet, some states do an unofficial, or actually some states do an official meet of champions, where they'll take the, you know, X amount of each event from the 1, 2, 3, and 4 and put them all together and they get to race each other. Anything like that in Iowa?
The Iowa Association of Track and Field Coaches has an event, has a championship event that they hold, but it's not a, okay, all of these winners from the state meet go to that. So it's really, you know, they hold their own event. And they also do a state pentathlon as well, for, high schoolers. So it's a championship event, and a pentathlon. But it really is a voluntary, you go, mm-hmm. Not everybody gets sent, and it's a representation. Now you will, often have, right, state meet winners and things like that choose to be part of that event. But it's not, oh, we have a meet of champions where right. Everybody goes.
And they're doing a pentathlon for athletes as well.
Yes.
That's great. I love that.
It's awesome. Yes.
Okay. So we're going to break this next question into little bites and chunks, because Iowa's very unique here. So the question is, and it's kind of a hard question, right? Because I want to ask, what unique events do you have in Iowa? But they're not really unique to you. You just do them. They're, you know, you don't know what maybe other people are doing. So let's go some blocks by blocks here. So let's make sure in Iowa, we're definitely doing the 1, 2, 4 and the 800, correct?
That's correct.
Awesome. The next set of events, are we doing the 16 and 32? Or are we doing the mile, 2 mile, the 15, 3000? What do we do in that realm?
Okay. So the girls do the 1500. The boys do the 1600. The girls do the 3000. The boys do the 3200.
Okay. Now we're starting to see the differences of a boys athletic association and a girls athletic union as well. There right. are some differences here. Okay, great. I'm glad you caught that. Make sure if there's any other events that you correct me here as well. Okay. So that's all of our running events, right? We don't do a 5,000 or anything. I don't want to say crazy, but no one's done a 5,000 yet in the state meet.
No, we do not do the 5,000. One thing that we do for the hurdles is everyone, boys and girls, runs 400 hurdles. Right. So we don't have 300 hurdles.
You jumped ahead. The next one's the hurdles. Okay. So we do the 100 hurdles and the 110 hurdles.
Yes,
and,
correct.
And we do, instead of the 300, we're one of the there's a few out there, states that do 400 hurdles.
Yep.
Do we, help me, somewhere it changed, or maybe it didn't. The girls' 100 hurdles used to be at 30. Is it now at 33 inches? Somewhere I think it changed. And then the follow-up question then, as you're kind of struggling with that, that's okay, is the 400 hurdles. Do you know what height those are at?
Oh, 30.
I thought they were one click lower than college.
Yes, they are. That's okay. Correct. Okay. That's correct.
So the boys are running 33 inches for their 400 hurdles.
Yes.
The girls are probably running 30, because that's where everybody's running
correct.
30.
So that's
we're
correct.
Not, we're not yes. going lower than that. Okay,
yes.
Perfect.
Yes.
So that's unique, 400 hurdles. Not many states are doing that. I'm going to pause on the relays, because we're going to have fun with the relays. We'll come back to that. So field events, we're doing the long jump and triple jump.
No triple jump in Iowa.
Is that right? I don't know that I knew that. Okay, no triple jump. Shot put and discus.
Yes.
High jump.
Yes.
You notice I paused there. Normally I add pole vault, because I do know we don't do pole vault in the great state of Iowa.
We do not. Apparently they used to do pole vault.
Right.
Correct. Yep.
We're not doing anything. We're not doing hammer. We're not doing javelin.
No.
Yeah.
Nope.
Correct. Okay. Let's start talking about some relays, because we do some fun and cool things here in Iowa. So we're for sure doing the 4x1 and 4x4. I've said it 100 times. If you're not doing the 4x4, you're not really doing track. So you wouldn't even be on this podcast. So we're definitely doing those two relays.
Yes.
Are we doing a 4x2?
Yes. 4x2. Yes.
We're doing the 4x2. Are we doing a 4x8?
Yes.
Are we doing any kind of sprint medley or distance medley?
Yes. Sprint medley and distance medley. Sprint medley is 1, 1, 200, 400. That's the sprint medley. And the distance medley is 200, 200, 400, 800.
Yeah. Does that change at all between the boys and the girls? They're all running 1, 1, 2, 4, and they're all correct. Running 2, 2, 4, 8.
Yep.
Well, that's all the relays, right? That's all the relays
yes.
we do.
Yes. And the reason I paused a little bit is part of my brain goes into what high school events and things do we have at Drake Relays, and sometimes
sure.
that changes
yeah.
a little bit.
That's
so if you're
point.
Wondering why I pause for a second,
yeah,
I'm like,
that's a good point.
A
That's a good. You have a huge culture also of the Drake relays, which you maybe do some more.
Yes, exactly. We have high schoolers there too.
Great point. Now you failed the one test. You did pass the relay of my favorite relay in the entire world, and Iowa does it for the state meet. Maybe you're about to correct me. I thought it was for the state meet, not just Drake relays. The shuttle hurdle relay.
Yes, absolutely. And I have very enthusiastic hurdle assistant coaches. So shame on me for not being right on top of that. Yeah, the shuttle hurdle relay. How fun. Very exciting.
Favorite event in the whole world. I'm so proud of Iowa for having it as an official, not just a Drake relays and Penn relays and, you know, the relay type meets. We are doing this at the state meet.
People are excited. My goodness. People get excited for shuttle hurdle.
Love it. Did I miss any events? We went through the relays. We got through the field events and running events. Feel like we hit all the events. You have so many. I think it's 7 relays is what we have in mm-hmm. Iowa, which is super unique. Love that. Okay, let's move to help us settle a little debate, a little argument here. At least depending on your culture and your region and your team, maybe there. All across the country, we say it differently when we're trying to qualify for the state meet. Some are trying to qualify for the state meet. Some are trying to qualify for state. Some are trying to qualify for states. What are we doing in your area? How are we saying that?
Qualify for the state meet.
State meet, not states. State meet.
State meet.
You're very firm on that one.
Absolutely.
Cool. Love it. All right. Now, you've been such a great sport with us, Sarah. I really do appreciate everything. So I'm going to give you a magic wand. You get one, and I always like to remind people, one. Change how you would improve the state qualifying system. That could be events, it could be venue, it could be how many people qualify, you name it. What one thing would you maybe change to help improve the great state of Iowa's outdoor state track and field series?
Well, we've sort of touched on this when we were talking about the ties earlier. Something different than your name in the state meet directory. Now you're going to ask me, what would it be? Okay, I don't exactly know, but I think we could come up with an alternative to that.
I was going to take the magic wand away from you and give you that. That was going to be mine for sure. Yeah, that one's a little iffy to me on that one. There's a lot of different ways, and we're learning as we move through the 51, even you, Washington, D.C., states of people doing things differently. But that one got me. That was a little, I'll be interested as we go through Maine and Michigan and Wyoming, and we go through the entire list, how many people have that kind of tiebreaker kind of rule. That one got me a little bit. So I'm glad that was your magic wand. I agree with you 100% on that one.
Well, and it's so interesting simply because, you know, we have been affected by that one in particular. It was a very crazy situation and that's the rule. And so that's how it worked out. But yeah, I think if there could be something else other than that, I would like to see that happen.
Well, I love it. Sarah, thank you so much for your time today. Iowa has an amazing tradition for track and field, and really that state meet, you're right. If you're in the state of Iowa and you like track even a little bit and you haven't gone, try to get your ticket today because it sells out. It's an amazing experience. Great kids, great coaches. And Sarah, I'm just so thankful for your time here today as we learned the great state of Iowa is how we qualify for state. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me today. I appreciate it.